Drink up, gentlemen, please. Mr. Clump, please. Drink up, Mr. Clump.
Landlord, please have some human pity. Only just got in. Oh, dear. Give us a pint. What an evening I've had. Oh, dear, oh, law. I shall remember it if I live to my dying day. Here, Ted. You know my boy, Ron.
Huh?
Yes, of course you know him. Closing time, Saturday night, he's the one who takes my feet.
Oh. That boy of mine. Yeah. Like his dad.
Yeah. He's a boy who's not lacking in initiative. Ha ha. Lovely top of bidding you got here. After 6 or 7 years of doing nothing, he decides it's time to have another try, you see?
Oh, yeah.
Initiative. Well, so he thought of this idea of setting himself up as a babysitter.
Babysitter.
Well, now, here's where he goes wrong, the silly boy. He don't say nothing to me about it. I am completely ignorant.
Oh, that couldn't have been the only reason.
It wasn't after closing time I'd slosh you for that. No, I didn't. What I mean is he keeps it a secret from me, you see. Oh. So now what happens? Tonight, all unbeknownst to me, his dad, he gets booked up for his first babysitting, you see. 7 to 10:30, the parents want him. So, 6:30, Ron leaves our place with F wishing him all kinds of best wishes, you see. Well, about 8:30, what do you think is going on in our front parlour?
Oh, Ron! What are you doing back here? You were supposed to sit with the baby till 10:30. It's only 8:30. Why have you come back?
I got hiccups.
Hiccups, Ron?
Badly, yes. See?
But why on earth should you get hiccups from babysitting? Have you eaten anything?
Only what they left out for me.
They left you some supper?
Yes, Eff, the lady said the 8 o'clock feed is all prepared for you. Eff, I think it was that rubber thing on the bottle of milk. And that rubber thing gave me...
Oh, Ron! That feed was for the baby. You weren't supposed to... Oh, Ron, the baby. That poor little baby. Did you just leave it there in its cot?
No, Eff. I put it in a string bag.
Why a string bag?
It was the only way I could carry it on my bike.
You don't mean you brought it back here with you?
Yes.
You rode through the streets with a tiny baby dangling from your bike in a string bag?
Don't look so cross, Eff. I took some of the potatoes out first.
Ron Glum, where is that little mite now?
Hanging on the hall stand.
Oh, Ron, just you go and bring that child in here to the warm this instant.
Righto, Eff.
Oh, I've never heard anything the like. Poor little angel, being jogged up and down all among the potatoes. Well, it's enough to give it a complex for life.
Here you are, Eff. Here it is.
Oh, don't empty it out like that. There. Oh, you poor little angel. Oh, he's a lovely baby, Ron. Aren't you? Aren't you then? Oh. Ron, how could you have treated this little treasure like that? You will take him back to his home right away. Well, not right away. I must have a few minutes' cuddle first.
Right, put the baby somewhere.
Oh, I didn't mean you. Go away. Did he frighten you then, my precious?
Hello, hello. Hello.
Look at this, Mr. Glum. Ron just brought this baby home.
Eh? Ron?
Yes, he got it from sitting.
You mean he hatched it?
worry, Mr. Glum. Your Ron has gone into business. He's now a fully-fledged half-a-crown-an-hour babysitter.
Oh, well done, Ron. That's fine, steady work, that is. Half-a-crown-an-hour, eh? Oh, what you got so far?
I've got the hiccups, Dad.
That's what it is, isn't it? I wondered why your cap kept springing off your head. There's only one way to cure Ron when he's got hiccups. Give him a good fright.
Oh, there's no time, Mr. Glum. We've got to take the baby back quickly before the parents get home and find he's gone. Oh, he's such a dear little thing, too. Oh, look.
Oh, love him, yeah. Look at the way he wrinkles his nose when I put my face near. Yeah. Here, let me hold him for a minute, yeah.
Oh, careful with
him. That's all right, I got him. Yeah. Oh, yes. This takes me back a few years. This time. How well I remember my baby Ron at this age. Nothing he liked better than listening to my watch go ticky-tock, ticky-tock. I can see him now, his little ear pressed to the pawn shop window. Ron! Ron, you've got to hurry up and provide Eff and me with one of these.
Oh, Dad.
There we are. That stopped his hiccups.
Mr. Glum, we must see about getting that baby back to its home. Oh, it must be nearly 10.
Oh, I don't think so, Eff. It can't even talk yet.
If we can sneak him in before the parents arrive, nobody need be any the wiser.
Well, I'll come along with you to see there's no slip-up. Now then, where'd this baby come from, Ron?
You know perfectly well, Dad.
Ron, I'm asking you for his address. Now, where does he live at?
Ah, his address.
Yes, Ron, what's his address?
His address.
Well, don't keep saying that. Where are we going to take him back to?
Dad.
Yes?
I've forgotten.
Ron, you can't have forgotten where you took him from. Oh, you mustn't have forgotten.
I have, eh?
Oh, dear, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, dear, oh, now we're really in it. If them parents come back and find their baby gone, they'll have the Lord on your own. You've got to remember the address.
Oh, for all our sakes, Ron, think, beloved.
I am it.
What?
Aren't I silly? I just remembered.
What?
Of course.
Yes, what?
I wrote it down on a bit of paper. Otherwise, how would I have known how to get to his house?
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Yes.
Here, here, you haven't forgotten what you did with the paper, I hope.
Of course I am, Dad. I'm not stupid.
Nobody's inferring you are, beloved. Where is the bit of paper?
On top of the piano.
There you are, Mr. Glum. I know what you were thinking. You were thinking that Ron had left it at their house, but he left it on the piano, see?
Eff.
Yes?
We haven't got a piano.
What do you mean?
Ron, they've got a piano, haven't they?
Yes, Dad, it's where I left the bit of paper on.
Oh, that's marvellous, isn't it? My son and heir has excelled himself tonight.
Thank you, Dad.
Oh, Mr. Glum, don't kick him with that! Not with the baby.
What are we going to do if he can't remember the address?
Just a minute, Dad.
What, Ron?
I think it's coming back. Yes, it is. It is coming back.
Yes, then.
There, it's back.
Oh, strike me rotten. I never heard the like. You must have been in a fair old state.
As fair an old state as anyone has ever been in, Ted. We tried every way to get Ron to remember that address. I got out the old Street Gazetteer, and I went through it with him from Acacia Crescent to Zeebrugger Mansions.
None of them rung a bell.
Not a flipping tinkle. Eth was nearly out of her mind. I can't tell you what she was.
Snoring.
Snoring.
Now, Ron, if you could only remember what kind of house it was. Did it have steps going up to the front door?
No, Eth. No, definitely no steps going up. I do remember that. I remember distinctly coming out and closing the door behind me and seeing the steps. They went down.
Oh, well, that's something. Steps in front. Yes. Oh, what's the time? Oh, only another quarter of an hour.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Look, try wrong with some more house numbers. Mm. Might just strike a chord.
Yes, Seth, do some more house numbers. I like that.
All right. What number did I get up to last time, Mr. Glum?
568.
All right, let's go on from there, then. Now, 569. Mean anything wrong? 569.
Now, eh?
570.
Now, eh? Try 23 again.
23.
Now, eh? Wait a minute, though. 20-something. That seems... 27?
Go on, Ron, go on. Keep at it, lad.
27-something
Road?
No.
Avenue, Ron?
Haven't I what, eh?
Give it up, Ed. Let's turn it in and let's all go to prison. I think I'd rather.
No, Mr. Glum. We're on to something at last. Now, Ron, 27 what?
27 Abbotsbury Road. There you are. It just came into my mind suddenly. I could just see myself going there tonight. 27 Abbotsbury Road. Well, aren't you pleased with me?
Ron, that's our address! So there you are, Ted. We kept it up till 10:30, and then I abandoned hope. I come in here, Ted, to stoke up a bit.
Oh.
I have the feeling my next year or so will be spent in forced abstinence.
Well, I don't what to say, Mr. Glum. Look, if it helps, the baby can share a cot tonight with our nipper.
Well, that's very kind, I must say.
Yeah, the babysitter will let you in the house. Number 571 it is. You'll recognise it easy. It's got steps going up the front door.
Oh, Ted, it's moments like this where... Did you say steps going up the front door?
Sure.
Good night, Ted.
Mr. Glum, what are you backing away for?
Urgent appointment, urgent.
Mr. Glum, you left your string bag behind.
You can keep it, Ted, a present from the Glum.
A present? Here, what's in this bag? It's our little Albert. Come back, Glum, just you come back, all of you.